103.2 Dublin City FM, it's Mental Wealth with Brian Green. Good afternoon. If you want to get in touch with the programme, if you have any items for inclusion, email mentalwealth@dublincityfm.ie. On today's programme, I'm with Mary Lowe and Yvonne MacDonald of Chorus. Chorus is evening classes for group singing, and I'm going to ask maybe Mary to lead and tell us, you know, when did it all start? What is it for? And how does it relate to mental health?
Well, hi, Brian, and thanks for having us on the programme. It started a good number of years ago when Yvonne and I were together for Stillorgan Musical Society, where we met. Time went past, and then we happened to be in the same adoption course, adopting our daughters, both from Russia. And we rekindled our friendship, and we both have a background in media and television, and we got together for coffee mornings, and we were trying to come up with different ideas for television programmes. And one morning in Yvonne's kitchen, across the table, she said, how about we start a class of singing for fun? Because we'd noticed that there was a guy called Gareth Malone from England who was doing those kind of programmes over in England, and we'd never thought of that. So we had 3 weeks to go. And we got...
This is for a programme idea or for real?
For real. This was us thinking, right, let's start up a class where people don't have to audition, they don't have to read music, they can come along and just sing songs, you know, from anything from Doris Day to Jessie J in 2-3-part harmony. And we threw out a few flyers in Dundrum Shopping Centre, and on the night we got a venue in Dundrum and put out about 12 chairs, and about 40 people arrived that night, and we were just blown away. So we discovered very quickly that we had struck a nerve, and that people like us who wanted something to do in the evening, to sing, but not to be in a choir or not to have something so formal. And it just really took off from there.
Yvonne, what's Mary like to work with?
Don't answer that, please.
Well, I think that's a key part of the success of what has happened with Chorus, is that Mary and I are very different, and we bring a wealth of different experience to Chorus, in that Mary is the kind of creative. Mary has been singing for as long as I'm sure she can remember, certainly as I can remember. She sang with Rebecca Storm and still does. I, on the other hand, come from a film and television production background. So I bring the organisational skills and some of the business skills, and Mary brings the, you know, the creative side. And we're yin and yang in our working relationship in the same way. So I would be... tend to be more the background person, tend to be driving everything from that end, where Mary is kind of the social upfront. And so from a business point of view, we discovered recently we are doing some coaching work with a business coach, and we discovered that in terms of personality profiling, we're kind of exactly opposite, but that makes a fantastic partnership. And more than that, on a very kind of personal friendship level, we have an incredibly strong friendship, and that allows us to kind of not only bounce ideas off one another, but literally bounce off one another whenever, you know, if things are going tough, if I'm having a tough time, then, you know, Mary's there to kind of lighten the mood and lift things, and vice versa. So,
okay, I don't want to overplay this one, but let's say you're joining a bridge club or the gardening club, and you're heading along for your first night and you don't know anybody, you might be a little bit nervous. So the same would obviously apply when joining a chorus group in your locality. Is it a great place to go to break down barriers, meet people and socialise?
Well, we've actually discovered that it's an incredible place to do all of that. for people that are, you know, either can be lonely, want something to do in the evening, want to meet like-minded people. There's a huge community sense in our classes and a great bonding. And there's been incredible friendships formed because of people arriving at class and singing. And, you know, that alleviates in itself loneliness and people who, you know, want to do something but don't want to. Like we always say, like most people, if there had been auditions, we wouldn't have anybody, because people don't think that they're good enough. And yet it's our birthright to actually sing. And there's so many things that studies that prove that singing is so good for your mental health in so many ways. So people might sometimes, Yvonne had a lovely story of this woman who came up to her and said that she had attempted to join three or four times. She didn't get past the car park because she was so nervous. But when she came in, she got such an incredible welcome from everybody, from our team, which is key as well, and from the people around her. So it's great.
Next question isn't really from any research I've done prior to the interview, but it's just something in the back of my head, that if you join chorus and you're going to your local class, that you can jump into another class on another night in another area, just like without any extra fees. You need to just top up and do something. You can head along if it's accessible to you.
Yeah, I mean, one of the kind of ethos things behind Chorus was we wanted to make it as easy as possible for people to come to, because one of the issues we would have had as I'm a single parent. Mary at the time had a young daughter and a little girl that she had adopted at the same time as I had adopted my daughter. So we were working parents, and it becomes more difficult to join things in the evening time, you know, if you've got that many commitments. And I think nowadays people are so time poor in many ways. So we wanted to set up Chorus in such a way that there was no barrier to people coming along. So for that reason, we set it up that you could come along, join your base class on a Tuesday night, say. But if for some reason you had a work commitment, you had to go out on a Tuesday, you could come to the Monday class, you know, that was close to your area, or a Wednesday or a Thursday class. So, and people use that very much so now, you know, and we get a lot of people also who visit other classes. So they attend their own class in the week, but the social interaction and the having somewhere kind of to go to in the evening time means that some of them will actually come to more than one class in the week.
The amazing thing is that then you're in your local class and there's 30 or 40 people there, but then the magic of numbers is that scales, and everybody is in chorus and they've got the t-shirt and they've sung and learned the same songs. And then through scale, you can put the 40s times 10 together, times 20 together, and have 800 people in a room. Have you actually achieved this and brought them places?
Well, we have two end of year concerts every year in the Helix. We did have one in the RDS, and we had about 650.
About
600, yeah, nearly 700 on risers in the RDS. But we usually have between 300 and 400 on stage, and that is extraordinary.
There must be a quantum leap that people kind of feel, I'm in my small local group, and then there's like another 600 of us, and that noise, that sound that they make.
Well, you know, again, we were very clear, and, you know, the concept for Chorus came about very, very quickly once we had the idea that we wanted to set something up, classes for people to come along and just learn to sing. Very quickly, we decided that we would have more than one class, and then that we would follow a curriculum, and we have a syllabus and a curriculum that everybody follows across the year. And we knew then that we could, you know, go for massed voices. So when we have a group, as we will do in a week or two, when we all get together in the City West Hotel for what we call a joint rehearsal, we could have anything up to 500 people coming along on a Saturday afternoon from all over Dublin, from the classes, from all over. And we say it's experiential. You have to actually be in that room to feel the power when we're doing Rhythm of Life, a kind of a glee version of Rhythm of Life, and to hear 500 people belting that out. We get people from the hotel coming and standing in the doorways to listen because it just puts hairs on the back of your head.
I think maybe it is time that we did hear what you sound like. You got together and your groups performed downtown.
Yes.
Is there anything special about the song or the formation of how it was put together?
Just it's one of those classics by Petula Clark that it was very easy for our members to learn and very easy to teach. And it was just a very uplifting iconic song from the 60s. So,
and the very interesting one about that was that song was the one we chose to sing when we got a phone call on one Friday evening from the musical director of the Late Late Show saying, would we be able to get a group of people together to sing on the Late Late? And we kind of went, oh God, absolutely, wouldn't that be fabulous? When? And they said, next week. So we kind of went, oh, right. And I remember saying to them, how many do you want? Because we'd be used to people saying maybe 30, 40, you know, there's not huge space. And they said, no, we want as many as you can bring in the hundreds. So we put the word out, and that Thursday evening, the following Thursday, we had a rehearsal in Stillorgan, and we had 500 members showed up. And the following day, the Friday, we went down to the RT studio, and they had us everywhere in the reception area, down the corridors, in the scene dock, and into the studio, and the cameras recorded us.
Let's have a listen to chorus at Downtown.
Out.
103.2 Dublin City FM Mental Wealth. We're with Chorus and their rendition of Downtown recorded. Absolutely wonderful. Well done.
Thank you. Yes, it was a really fantastic night. And we've had so much great feedback from that one piece. Everybody had a fabulous time that night, you know, especially as it was in the late studios and, you know.
What are the mental health benefits? Like for me, if I were to join, okay, let me lay the cards on the table. I was in a Chorus group, wasn't I?
You were. You were, and you had a fabulous time, and you're going to join. Where did you say you are? You're in the north side, so you're going to join Malahide.
Mm-hmm. Malahide will be my local. Actually, before I ask my next question, you're dotted all over the place. Your spread is really good. Where are the places that you are?
We're in, we have a number all over the place. We're Malahide, Glasnevin, Clontarf, Sandymount, Monkstown, Swords, Dundrum, Greystones, Maynooth.
Rathfarnham.
We opened up a couple of weeks ago, a fabulous new leader there. Rathfarnham, Sandymount.
Cabinteely,
Castleknock. Lucan.
Your spread. So actually, there's so many people actually need to pop onto your website, which is
chorus.ie, chorus.ie. C-O father, R-U-S.
But there's no fathers on the internet.
Yeah.
So just
and is that a kind of from an Irish word?
Yes, it is. It's a, what is, do they refer to that as a portmanteau? Is it? It was a word we came up with because it encompasses our, again, part of our ethos. So it comes from the word cor, which means choir in Irish, and us as being the choir, are, is us. But more importantly, it's a play on the word chorus, because again, that was one of the very key things that we wanted. There are no soloists ever in Chorus. The choir, the classes sing absolutely everything. So the way it works is everybody comes to our classes, they learn the material, they follow the curriculum, they learn all the techniques of singing and breathing. And then we only come together as a choir in massed voices. So our end of year concert. So that's the only time we kind of consider ourselves a choir.
I was a choir boy in school, and my memory, you've just triggered my memory, is that there was that kind of elitism. Deirdre will be singing the solo in Mass on Sunday, and we will all respect that. And it was very special, and you might have got your turn, you might never have been chosen, but it was very elitist. You don't have any of that.
No, and I mean, that was, again, it's really key to why Chorus works so well. Is that we contract incredible teachers who come now and work with us, musicians in their own right, and they come to Chorus to work as teachers for us. So we always say to them when they're coming in, you know, you're performing from the moment your class turn up at 7:30 in the evening. You've got to be on, you've got to be teaching. We work at quite a fast pace. We tend to cover maybe one piece of music every night. And we're reprising and what have you. But it was really important for us that the people coming to our classes felt that they were getting all the kind of key parts to sing. So we vary that between our higher voices, our firsts, our seconds, and then our men in the thirds. We vary who gets to lead a song. You know, sometimes in a choir, you might get the sopranos kind of leading or seconds, but in chorus, from verse to verse, different groups get to kind of take a lead. So everybody's involved.
And like there being no elitism or soloists, all God's creatures have a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire, some just clap their hands. You don't have people who hum along and clap only.
No, absolutely not. And you know, the amount of people that have come to us saying that when they were, the last time they sang was in school, and when they were in school, they were told to mime. We absolutely are, do not endorse that or encourage that. Everybody has a voice, everybody can sing. And if somebody hits a bum note, that's fine. We're not about perfection. We're not about the end result. We're about the journey.
Let's get to the science of it then. It's good for you. If I did do this and you asked me did I enjoy it, long pause, and the answer was absolutely. It was getting to that moment where when you come in, you stand up, There's no sitting down on seats or anything. And you do a warm-up and you get that breathing going. Mm. And everything about it, seemingly from the start through to the finish, and there's almost like a warm down, is that it's getting you moving physically. Mm. And then the taking part in a group must be good for mental health as well.
Well, and that has been proven again over the years in studies, that when you're in a group and you're doing things like singing together, breathing together at the same time, you can calm the nervous system, you're releasing endorphins, the happy hormone, you can't feel down while you're singing. It's not really possible. And there's a great bonding thing when you're breathing out longer than you're breathing in. Apparently that's really good for calming the nervous system. You're also exercising muscles in your body that you need to for singing. But it just makes you feel happy.
And there's a camaraderie between the members, and how strong is that bond?
Well, I suppose what happened with us in chorus is, as we've been doing it for 7 years, within the first year or two, we began to see things happening. We began to see this kind of sense of camaraderie. We'd hear stories that if we were closed down, as we do because we're an educational organisation, we finish in May and we come back in September. But we were hearing that groups of people were getting together on their class night through summer because they were missing their, you know, opportunity to get together. People were having dinner parties, people were going away on holidays. And so anecdotally, we began to hear about this kind of social aspect. So we then picked up on it and we started organising opportunities, maybe workshops or Christmas parties. So, you know, we would have a Christmas party now that a couple of hundred people hit the dance floor, and the DJs fight to get the chorus Christmas party because it's such a good laugh. And we also had the whole thing of the happiness, people telling us that going out of their class on a Monday night or a Tuesday night, it was cheaper than therapy, that they were going home on a high. So then we began to look at the research that was starting to come out on the internet and what have you. And we started reading about the physiological and mental benefits of singing, which is becoming more and more well known. And in fact, there was a piece of research from the University of Limerick last year, and they did a study on people singing in choirs, a very large study across Ireland. And it, you know, kind of backed up with what we had been seeing anecdotally, that they say people who come together in a choir as opposed to, say, a car maintenance class or another evening class, the people in the choir group seem to bond faster and more solidly than other groups. And, you know, the areas of mental health that prove that people singing in choir groups seem to have increased longevity, reduction of stress, and increased community and what have you. So the research is all out there now, and what we saw, we thought was just happening in chorus, but now it's proven, or we've certainly seen, that there's scientific basis for it.
It sounds like all the advantages of that group singing, but not that choral stuffiness of the gowns and the gunas and the rigid frame and the, you know, very strictly led by a conductor kind of thing.
We are, as we keep saying, we're the antithesis of that. We are a little bit irreverent. We're just come along to sing and enjoy and learn and improve your voices. And you know, when you're doing the exercises we teach in class, you can't but improve. It's impossible not to improve your voice.
I think it's important to kind of say that there's place for all of those kind of singing. Mm. And for some people, the more formal
suits them.
Choir yeah. class mm. suits some people. I suppose the reason we set up chorus was because there wasn't anything for those of us who couldn't afford the time or couldn't read music or didn't have the dedication, if you like, to put into maybe a choir that was going to be taking part in competitions. So we just wanted chorus for people who sang in the bathroom, mm. sang in the shower, if you like. And we didn't know when we started it just how much of a nerve we would tap into. But, you know, 800 people now in our classes every week. So obviously.
We're doing something right. Yeah.
Okay, here comes a career defining question and moment. Are you going to give me a scale or a bit of a warm up to sing on the radio?
Yeah. Because it's been a long time since you were at class.
It is, yeah.
To make sure that you are still in tip top condition. So this warm up is something that we do in class, and it's basically a scale and numbered a scale. So each number up from 1 to 8, we add a different note. Take a good drink there now, Brian, because you'll need it. And we go up one number and come back until we come up to 8. So I'll demonstrate.
I'm lost already, and I've done this before.
No, I haven't probably explained it properly, but I'll sing it.
No, you have. Go on.
So it's 1, 1, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And so on and so forth, okay?
Actually, this is quite interesting because I really never got this.
Did you not?
No, and because it's quite mentally taxing.
Yeah.
So will we give it a go?
Yeah.
Together? Okay.
We'll all the three, two.
Okay.
2, 1, and. 1, 1, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're hired.
That's fine. Actually, doing it brings it back.
Yeah, does it?
Yes, it does.
In a good way, Brian.
It's radio. You can't see the rosy cheeks on my face. It's absolutely fun. If people want to get involved, you're spread all across the south and north side of Dublin. What's the best way to get in touch?
Website www.chorus.ie, and you get all the information there.
And it's important to mention that for anybody who'd like to come along to a class, their first night is a free trial. And on our website, there's a little button you can click on, which kind of says click here to register for your free class. So anybody can come along, sit in on a class. You don't have to commit. You don't have to spend any money. If you enjoy the class, then the girls at the door will give you all the information. And if you find it's not for you, then you've lost nothing. So we'd invite anybody who fancies it to come along.
Give it a go. Mary and Yvonne, thanks for your time today and the very best of luck with Chorus of the Future.
Thanks so much, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
My thanks to Mary and Yvonne. chorus.ie. Check it out. Loads of fun. Next week on the programme, I shall be talking to Sue Saunders from the Human Givens Institute, and that's going to be a great one. Don't miss it. Next Tuesday, 12:30. If you want to get in touch with the programme, email mentalwealth@dublincityfm.ie. If you want to take part in all future programmes and become part of the Mental Wealth team, the same email address, mentalwealth@dublincityfm.ie. Until next Tuesday at 12:30, for myself, Brian Green, have a great week. Stay safe, take care. Bye bye.